Okay, call to order, roll call.
City Clerk Teresa Becker.
Suzanne Seeley, Park and Rec.
Heidi Erickson Grahek, Park and Rec.
Brian Peterson, Park and Rec.
Edmund Akwan, Park and Rec.
Kathy Fryermuth, Park and Rec.
Terry Sweeney, Council Liaison.
All right. Can everybody take a look at their agenda and see if they're happy with it?
I think we have music in the park up here.
Okay, where would you like it?
Any place in this area right here.
In which area?
Right.
Okay, so are we going to do, is it new music in the park business or unfinished?
Did we talk about last time? I think it's the only...
We did not...
I have no preference where it goes to.
Teresa, preference?
I'd put it under new business. You have yet to speak of it this year.
Okay.
Okay, so
four
under committee business new music in the park. Okay. Anything else that people would like to add?
Possibly.
Well.
Teresa, what did my memories are skipping right now? I sent you a flurry of emails yesterday.
I wasn't here yesterday.
Okay.
One was the Scouts at Main Street Market.
Which that doesn't belong here necessarily, unless it does.
No.
Okay. And the other one was the plantings.
Prairie Restoration.
Yep.
And that really doesn't belong here,
okay.
Does it? Other than if you would like to give an update.
I don't think it's necessary.
We can talk about
yeah.
that as a subcommittee after if you want. Okay.
There's no questions or discussion.
Would that be an update like that you want to share during the update time?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, can we get a motion to approve the agenda with the changes that were made?
And that would be one, item number four, under business two, music in the park.
Yes. I will make a motion to accept the agenda with the new change to it. Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. So we have some people here with us tonight, and we'll get them going so that they can get back to their evening. How's that sound? Okay, so we have people from the Centerville Lions, and usually we have people stand at the microphone when they talk so it can be recorded because our meetings are now recorded. So is there anybody who's willing to step up to the microphone? And if we could get everybody's name, that would be great. So if you could say everybody.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm Katie Hogan. I'm with the Centerville Lions. President Ron Hogan with the Centerville Lions. And Mr. Mark Remillard with the Centerville Lions also.
Treasurer.
Perfect. Thank you.
We are here to talk about possible collaboration with Park and Rec regarding Lamont Park. It's kind of been on our radar for a while as far as wanting to update and make it better. And so we're just here to kind of see what can we do. Is there something that we can do to help or to make it better, not only the park, but the building itself, the warming house? Just a lot of different things out there, I think, that could be better. It's one of our bigger parks here in Centerville. And
yeah.
we use it for more than one of our events. I think the fields could obviously use some work too, but.
So just to provide a little background for everybody on the committee, when I was dropping off the volunteer gifts for the Lions, Katie and I had a brief conversation, and we were talking about how could we collaborate on some things for improvements in the parks, and she was very happy and said, yeah, let's do that. So what I had asked is if they would come to this meeting and maybe have some ideas of the things that the Lions would like to be collaborating on. So if we can just take a listen to kind of, you've said the Warming House.
I know that there's kind of been a little bit of talk of, we rent a tent every year, and I know that the ice rink itself is not probably the way that the sun hits it or something, I guess, is not always the best. And to have a covering over it not only would help the Lions with our event, but also in the winter when the skate rink is there also. Possibly pickleball courts and get rid of the skate park. That would be something. Just a bunch of different options out there, I think.
Dugouts for the fields, upgrade the fields a little bit to attract the
more
ball
like
clubs
to have
back.
Ball fields, yeah. To
because
yeah, the tournaments and things, you know, mm-hmm. not only that.
Well, tournaments are just the Little League because mm-hmm. there's been some, there was some talk and some people have said that the Little Leagues aren't using our fields in town as much as they used to. Football, Pony League football, all that.
They're
not
as well cared for as other fields are.
What kind of updates to the fields do you think would attract people that would be something to look at?
I mean, I think when they do have tournaments for Little League at other fields, they have an area where they can have concessions. We don't have that.
That and the fields that the fields out there, most of the complaints that we always hear when we've had tournaments up there is that the outfields are not conducive to running because they're very uneven and there's molehills out there. There's the ground is hard and it's not well kept, and you know, a lot of these guys that, for softball tournaments, they don't want to come here and take a chance at getting an injury. So that's
exposed irrigation too.
And then the fields themselves, the bases don't always they can't find the pins for the bases, and the bases don't stay in place. And that can also cause injuries and problems, and you know, a lot of that stuff was supposedly taken care of years ago, but I know that's, it's always been kind of a little stick in my craw, is that we've this community has taken money and land donations and stuff from these developers, and we put all these parks in town, and then that's it. We get the parkland, we set it up, and then it's like it's completely forgotten about. And it's something that needs to be, and it's not just Park and Rec, it's council, it's everything. There has to be some maintenance and some upgrading and things of that nature. And I think, you know, the young lady we had here earlier, you get new people coming into town that are seeing it.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It's not just a, you know, it's not just a Park and Rec committee. The city council needs to step up to the plate and allocate funds for maintenance mm-hmm. and for a building. I mean, I know one of the things that was talked about and that we were shown was the condition of the boards for the hockey rink and the condition of the building down there. Everything is just deteriorated to the point where, you know, you hold your biggest city event, the festival down there, and you can't use the building, you can't use the hockey rink.
Right.
You know.
And now we have Christmas in the Park that we host down there too, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, it's just not in the best of shape.
So, of all the things that you've mentioned, does that kind of cover, cover those things that would help to improve the park to make it easier to use?
And to update, I think, and to update the playground itself, too. I think the playground has not enough equipment on it for the size of that it is, too, for the kids that come in.
Well, there's issues with power up there, too. I mean, if you're going to have events up there and things that go on, you know, at least for us, when we do, we're running extension cords all over the place. Mm-hmm. And if you have like the festival up there, any kind of exhibitors or craft show people, if they need mm-hmm. power, you're running extension cords all the way across the park instead of having
a power. Couple different locations
yes.
that we can lift off something and have something there for us to
correct.
Use.
Correct. Yeah,
nice.
And it's So I mean, there's if it's gonna be the city's premier park, it needs to be
upgraded.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like particularly one of the Ron Hogan.
Hi.
Particularly one of the posts on the gazebo that's there, we can plug in the ice trailer to keep it cool, mm-hmm. but we can't plug anything else in. So you can't run DJ equipment. You can't run speakers or anything like that.
And the plug-in is way up here, too, and it's a thick cord that I run it down. It's just not user-friendly.
I think something else that we kind of wanted to know is their intentions to not have a hockey rink since, I believe, Lana Lakes is putting one in where the pickleball courts are by the firehouse.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. That's completed. There are pickleball
courts. Yeah, there's pickleball courts. And
by the fire hall on Birch.
No, but no, I thought the question was if our hockey rink was going to be taken out because they were going to have one in Lino, and I've never heard that. We've not discussed that. What we have been talking about is doing some work on the boards because the boards are not good, and so there was a discussion about. I mean, I've had discussions with the people from the city. About, you know, redoing the boards in wood, or do we need to get the newer plastic piece, you know, plastic boards? So, as far as not having a rink, no, that's not been talked about.
Has there any been a discussion of a new warming house?
Not officially, no.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it can't be, so.
It also doesn't mean that it's not wanted.
Right.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Because I think everybody's idea of that park would be to have something central by the gazebo now that would be a concession / bathrooms that people can actually use instead of bringing in biffies everywhere. Perhaps storage garage / concession bathrooms with a big overhang, mm-hmm. kind of like the ice house or the watering house has now. But more centrally located, so mm-hmm. the ball clubs can do concessions when they have tournaments and when they have weekend games.
You said concession bathroom. What was the other thing?
Storage. In a grand scheme, it would be fantastic for that dwelling to kind of go with the Lions, and the Lions actually have a spot to store stuff that we use at the parks all the time and kind of have access to come in and go if something like that was going to be built.
I can say that at our work session, we spoke about having a community building, you know, something that people can use for a dance, a get-together, whatever, and because otherwise, if you have a wedding or anything in town, receptions are not here. So you have people come into town for a wedding, and then they leave. They go
Was that city
else.
Council?
At our work session, we mm-hmm. well, I brought it up. We had a little discussion about it, but I think that's something too that, you know, with Hugo just having completely revamped their Lions Park over there and mm-hmm. put in all these new buildings and upgraded the park and everything. It's I know we're a smaller community, but I think we have to really, really look at competing as much as we possibly can with the cities around us that are. Starting to kind of leave us in the dust a little bit.
I've heard a lot of recent conversations about that, and I feel strongly about having a community space too. I know others do. I don't know if I would characterize it as competing, but I think the spirit is the same. I think that our community really deserves and would benefit from something like that.
Yeah, we're a small community, and I don't know that we can compete, but as a small community, it'd be really nice to have a central location to use for those kinds of, for meetings. I know that you, Katie, you had talked about, you know, having a space for the Lions to meet, and if we had a place that was an indoor facility that groups could rent, that would maybe be nice, a nice addition, but to look at storage, to look at, updating bathrooms and those things. And we have had those discussions to update the bathrooms at the warming house. But we've run into some logistical pieces with that that are hard.
I would imagine that building had to be leveled and you just redo order to accommodate all that.
That's kind of common opinion, but I don't know, because that's not my wheelhouse, so.
Find holes in the concrete blocks to shove extension cords through to run lines, and I mean, there's holes galore that mice and animals and critters can get us out of the building. It's pretty dilapidated. Grounds of the little rubber mats that just kind of run up the hill just to try to help skaters are so uneven and so obsolete.
Slippery.
The concrete around it is so uneven that people walk in and out of the building trip all the time.
Okay.
It definitely needs some work.
We definitely have a hefty list and a hefty lift to get some of the, you know, get these things done. And, you know, we certainly are going to have to prioritize, you know, what we feel like is the most important. That being said, you know, I know that when I talked to Katie, part of the partnering might have been, you know, some financial support for things. And if you come in with that, I think that'd be great. What is there a priority? I mean, what would be the top three things that the Lions would really like to see at Lamont?
The fields, the building,
the park, like itself, yeah.
So updating the playground equipment, the fields, and a new building.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Is it in that order, first, second, third, or are all of them equal?
I think they're all rather equal. The building, I think, would be, fields, they're probably all equal.
Well, I mean, but if probably one of the least expensive things would be power throughout the park.
I don't know that that's least expensive.
Well, it's going to be a lot less expensive than a building, and it's going to be a lot less expensive than replacing, you know, and redoing those fields and getting them up to par is not going to be cheap.
And the last redo of the fields was fantastic to do, to get irrigation in there and keep them green and not brown, and that was fantastic. But whoever finished the project brought it to P-Rock and left it.
And so
you run in the outfield and you run over a 1-foot trench of P-Rock in the outfield.
Oh. I know, I'm over there quite a bit, so yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
I think the number one thing that's always been brought up to me as a treasurer has been the building, and that one that we'd like to have a building that we could have our meetings. And I know that in part I'm also a member of the EDA, and that's always an issue too, is trying to do business appreciations. We don't have a place to bring people, right? So, I mean, it would be nice to have something in the park, and I think that would be our number one priority. Obviously, that's a much bigger spend than just fixing the fields. So I think if in order of prioritization, it would be, it depends on what's doable too, right?
Absolutely.
If there's a way that we could take what we have in our funds and help with the building, that would be something that I think the whole club could get on board with pretty easily.
Okay.
Much easier than throwing money into the fields, but.
Okay. Well, and you guys correct me if I go wrong, but our priorities have been of late to the two main things that we've been working on doing have, one, been the tree plan, two, because the trees that are coming out of the park, the Emerald Ash Borer, and to repopulate the parks with some trees. And the other major one that we've been working on is trying to get playground equipment, new equipment, and ADA equipment, and not just looking at Lamont, but looking at all the parks. So that's where we have been. That doesn't mean we need to stay there, but that's where we have been.
I think on that note,
mm-hmm.
I think if I recall, the Lamont playground equipment is actually one of the newest.
It's
ones.
The newest. It is the newest.
It's not to disagree with the condition of it, but just on paper alone, it should be one of the better ones in the city.
It does need maintenance, though.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Just looking at a hole and on paper.
It might be the newest, but there's not a lot
there, you know, and like in our eyes.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, it's...
Our kids seem to think it's lack of fun, lack of jungle gym, lack of things to do with that.
It's not like, I mean, you can go over to a park that's tucked in way over there, that's a dinosaur park that has way more stuff than this one does, right?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It wasn't meant to minimize that statement, but just to add to the picture of it, too. Because I was surprised. Now, you and I have talked this a little bit before, and I was surprised to see that actually was one of the newer ones. Because if I had to go around the park and say which one was the newer ones, I would have actually probably put that at the bottom of the list compared to what it was in the top. So.
Yep.
I have a quick side question, too, just on signage. When we offered to take the sign down and redo it at... Refresh my memory.
I got that from
Tracy. Tracy McBride.
Tracy McBride's park.
Yeah.
And we took the sign down and redid it ourselves. The city helped us put it back up, you know, and put a new planter kind of over, actually in front of the park, so it made more sense than over by the tree line to the west. But they didn't want to have us make a sign or do a new sign because the city was going to redo all the signage and make them uniform. But I haven't seen any of that going on. So I'm curious...
There was discussion in regards to rebranding and coming up with a new logo, and that got stalled.
And that got what?
Stalled.
And they wouldn't let us. They wouldn't let us get buy a new sign. Was the biggest thing. They said no, you can't, because then the people that are by that park are going to think, well, why do they have a new sign, and how come that's there, and why isn't there one here, and how come there's not one here?
I think they'd like to keep all the signs uniform. That doesn't come from this level, but I think that is kind of what I've heard consistently.
Which I can agree with that, but as a citizen looking in, or just living here, if we're willing to redo a sign and help make it nice, and we're told we can't, but then that gets derailed, it's kind of, you wonder where people's interests are and telling us that we can't do something, but yet it's not getting done on the city's level.
So I guess this would be a bigger question to council. Is council ready to let go of putting the logo on signs?
We didn't really talk a whole lot about the rebranding. There was a lot more about maintenance and, you know, and things of that nature, and where the city needs to go, and, you know, TIF and some of the things some of the major projects that are looking at coming into town and trying to get, you know, do build outs and make sure everything is set. We didn't really, I mean, personally, I don't think we need to rebrand the city. I mean, it attracts people here because of the way it is, and people stay here because of the way it is. I don't think it has to be rebranded, personally, but we didn't talk a whole lot about.
So maybe that's something that the council could reopen or re-look at that conversation and see about new signs with or without rebranding.
Park and Rec could make a recommendation.
That's kind of why I brought it up, is to hopefully know that you guys are talking to this council as well, trying to get things going.
I mean, I don't personally think we have to have the city logo on every sign. If we're going to brand the city, we should have a city entrance sign, like most of the other cities. That they brand the city, they put, like, Maplewood, it's got a big stone sign with a maple leaf on it. It says Maplewood.
Okay. It says welcome to the city.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't have a maple leaf on every single park sign. You know,
yeah.
It can be, if the city or the park wants to standardize the signs, well, standardize them, and let's make them out of something that's going to last more than 5 to 10 years.
But in a nutshell, I think if you're asking where we would try to allocate our funds, like Mark said, is to the building would probably be something that we would try to throw some funds at.
So the building is number one, then the playground, then the field?
For sure.
Okay.
So when you said building, does that also include the concession?
I would imagine in my mind, or most people's mind, it would be all inclusive.
Okay. So I just wanted to
clarify. It'd be like a building with a hangover, like a lean-to or hangover type thing where there's picnic tables under it and the bathrooms are accessible through there, and a meeting room on a two-story barn-looking building. Design is here, there. It's but places for that.
And Terry, we've had conversations with the city on this for years, right?
Yeah, I actually did about a year or so ago, I did a sketch and gave it to Mr. Statz and talked to him a little bit about it. And the building's not going to be cheap, but it also depends on how you construct it. With this building, if they would have done a hand-framed and then brick facade, it would have been a lot cheaper to expand and upgrade and all this and all that. And it doesn't have to be the most expensive building ever built. You know, it can be something that's very...
Pole barn, here we come.
Pole barn, you're not allowed.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We tried.
All right. But I mean, it can be a nice stick frame building, like I said, with a brick facade or, a cement siding facade, something that's fairly maintenance free somewhat damage resistant.
Do you guys have any wants, needs, and hopefulness out of us?
Well, I am. I'm really adamant that we keep the skate park and that we improve it. That's a long-term goal of my own, though, because I think we do need something in our town for our teens to do. I think we're working on a comprehensive plan for park improvements, like how to make our parks better. There's a lot of variety and different things that people want, and so to kind of get a starting place can sometimes be daunting. But I think some of these things are good, but really, we've had requests for improved playground equipment at the majority of the parks. So looking at that more holistically and improving, the parks in the city for that kind of thing. I don't know. Other people, everybody else, what other things do you have?
Everything here is pretty much on a list. I'm having a hard time prioritizing some of these, but I mean, if we were to get $1 million in our budget suddenly, I mean, everything here would go on the list. I have a question about the fields. Do you believe that there's still enough interest in softball and in baseball to support?
More so on the Little League side of things than the tournament one weekend. I wouldn't ask you guys to put all the effort into the park for a single ball tournament that we're having, but that was the main deterrent for lack of teams for that, so that's kind of gone. But even the field to the northeast is so overgrown, there's grass everywhere. It's the one that has the raised pitching mound, so and the grass on the infield.
Mm-hmm.
So remove all the grass from the infield and make it a softball field like the other two. Would be a rather inexpensive fix, but nonetheless maintain it and trim the grass properly instead of mowing the grass and whoever mows just throws the grass clippings onto the dirt and leaves them. So the efforts on daily maintenance too would be keeping the fields nicer in their longevity.
Are you in touch with the local baseball, the youth baseball at all?
We just know.
I know the person that runs it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have is it in Circle Pines is where they normally play?
Yeah.
So do
at
they.
Carlac.
At Carlac. Yeah. Do they run those concessions? So part of my question is if they run those concessions, it feels like it might be hard to compete to get them over here onto our fields and concessions where they don't have the access or the profits from, assuming that's the direction that facility would go. Is there a need for them to, do they have enough participation to
increase another? Yeah, they lack fields to participate, and they just need access to just need to be able to turn the key and set up their concessions.
Yeah, Carlac is not big enough for them to support all the games that they do.
So they would be looking for
them. Because they're in Lexington Park is the other one that they play at, too. The one that's back by the trailer park back there.
Mm-hmm.
That's our daughter played softball, so that's, she played fast pitch. So that's where all of them, where it was through the Little League. But the guy that runs Little League lives here in Centerville.
That park in Lexington is difficult access and parking.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they just put in a whole new parking lot, but still it's all...
Yeah, I haven't been there for years, but I remember when my kids were playing, it was it was a zoo back there.
It's all paved now.
But it's paved.
So unless we have more right now, I think what would make sense is if I, I'd love to get the name of a contact person for the Lions so we can continue these conversations and kind of working,
yeah,
work towards that goal. So is there a person?
I think Katie would be the best for it, wouldn't you?
Katie, did you just get voluntold?
Ron's good at that.
Are you willing to accept that? Okay.
We can contact her and get Ron's number.
I, you know what? I know where they live. They don't live too far from me. I'll just go hang out. Hi, guys, I'm here.
We all live pretty close to each other.
Right.
So, Katie, you told them that we have the capital improvement plan that we're currently going through, setting goals. And
yep, we have the, yeah, did I tell you that?
No.
We have the capital improvement plan that we're currently going through, and we're setting some goals. So this is really helpful to have this information. So I think that we'll definitely take a look at that. Teresa, was there more behind that statement? Like,
well, along with capital improvements, then you also need to think about funding. And I think the Lions have stated that they're willing to assist.
We like that. Because we're not.
Yes, and we do have some funds that we are looking at. And we do, the Lions have funds that we'd like to put in the city at some point if we find the right project.
Okay. Well, I think we can work on that together. I think there's a lot of things that can be done, so I think that's good.
Sounds good.
Other thoughts? Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for
your
time.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Can I get Caitlin Rob's last name?
Hogan.
Hogan.
Hogan. H-O-G-A-N.
H-O-G-A-N.
Okay, so that puts us to the strategic plan under committee business unfinished. That puts us to the strategic plan and capital improvement project 2024. And
so, Madam Chair, this was placed in your packet just as a reminder that City Administrator Scott appeared before you at the last meeting. He just wants to keep it in your thoughts.
And you're referring to this?
Not just that memo, but the documents behind that.
Well, they're not behind it anymore.
Well, because you moved pages in your packet.
Is these?
Yes.
Okay.
The ones I can't read.
I can't even read it with my
so
cheaters.
So are you telling them that next time you would like them to be 11 by 17 as a suggestion?
Okay, so so does anybody have any thoughts about capital improvements that we might want to continue to look at or put forward? And like, if there are things that we want to look at first. So if we start from the top, there's future park funds for Vickers development. There's not much we can do about that now. The Trailside Park. I guess I'm unfamiliar with what's the legacy grant for seating wall and kayak and canoe lockers.
I think that's just a grant program, and if you're interested, you can get lockers and such for kayaks, and you could potentially put them at Hidden Spring Park or Trailside Park.
Hmm.
The kayaks would be locked up.
And how does the public then access the kayaks?
They would rent them. It's like a rental machine.
Okay, so it's just a walk-up, put enough quarters in, you can open the door.
Yep. Okay. The stuff in the past. That's it. That makes it.
And legacy grants are
just... That's a great question. It's a lot of information to really go through.
It is. I know that last time we talked, Suzanne had said that she wants to kind of... put the idea of a splash pad back on here, so that would be an ad.
And would that be at Lamont? Where would that be located?
May I speak to
yes,
my idea?
Yes, you may.
Well, it's sort of a combination idea.
It is. I'm sorry. It is on there.
Yeah, it's an auxiliary project. It's on the very bottom. It's actually kind of outside of everything.
Correct.
I don't know
it's
how
a
that
larger cost, and I think he is Mark's idea was you could get grant money or partnerships. They're much larger asks, such as a community center for $4 million.
Yeah, the ice rink and canopy roof is on there too.
Correct. There's other items.
Yeah.
Right.
Why are some in blue and some in black? Does that denote something different?
I think it does, but I'm not sure what it means. I think it's newer ideas.
Or in the future.
Yes.
Those are in the future ideas. If I look at this stuff from the front.
Because
like
on the front it talks about additional
property acquisition.
Property acquisitions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be one of the possibilities. Outstanding debt is also in blue.
Future possibilities, Brian. I think that a theme I've heard as we talk at different points in time is that the warming house really is a unique feature in only one of our parks, which is one of the most used areas, if you attach Hidden Springs with Lamont, for our community, and it's really in a state of disrepair, and yet it's a huge ticket item. I think I'd like to see us get that upgraded to where we're happy with it before we start adding additional things to the park system. It's just because it's simply going to keep getting more and more degraded. The electrical is, we could do a lot with ideas that would make a new warming house much more appealing. We could, for instance, if we want to go towards splash pad, we could make sure that the bathrooms that get renovated actually would have some sort of changing area. If we're going to try and entice the kids to come and splash in the splash pad. But if we do it in the opposite order and we get the splash pad in first, and then they don't have any place to change except for a grungy old bathroom that's not yet upgraded, it's a little bit like it's defeating the purpose of getting our community.
Good point.
There. So I just as an order of priority almost, and I think that would help our community the best if we could address the warming house and then move out into the additional ideas.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, with the warming house concept, we could address the power issues on the fields too. I'd hate to see that in reverse order, because I think we'd do better if we upgraded where the central, point of incoming power and then distribute from there rather than roofers, but that's just, that's the way I'm sort of thinking of it.
I think a lot of these are definitely related, and I feel like we need to pick out a handful of them, mm-hmm. and then order the priority there, and I think they're still going to be adjusted around, because I'm thinking about things, and I think the greatest example of that is actually the skate rink, the hockey rink. Mm-hmm. On here, we've got things like a canopy, we've got boards, and we've got lights. Like, those need to, if any of those happen, they need to live together as one concept, because it doesn't do any good to replace the lights if we're going to put a canopy over it, because the canopy is going to have new lights to it. And it almost doesn't make sense to put new boards on unless we're going to do other things with it also, or to do those at the same time, or to coordinate those together. And that's just kind of an extreme example, but even the warming house and the community center could potentially be either conflicting or similar things depending on where that building would potentially go.
You're thinking a different location than it is?
The warming house? Or the community? I'm thinking like the community center could possibly be a warming house or part warming house, and that's not me saying that it should be. But it just,
I think it would. I think whatever the building would be, it would have to serve. It would have to be multifunctional. I don't think we have enough funds. I think it would be. Yeah, I don't think we have enough funds to build two buildings. Mm-hmm. We have to build one. We have to be thoughtful. It has to serve multiple purposes.
Okay.
I don't know where the idea of the canopy is coming from for the rink. I don't.
It's a very old idea.
It's to keep the sun from melting in if it's a cold day, because the sun will melt the ice.
Okay.
But one of the patterns that I've seen over the last, I don't know, half dozen years, is, I go back further than a half dozen years. On this board, in the first two-thirds of it, we always had skate nights. They never canceled. They were really consistent and well-liked. And yet in the last, I don't know, 6 years or so, I'm going to guess half of them were questioned and maybe a few less canceled, just like this year. I think we need to factor that in. That's why I have really, excuse the pun, but I've really warmed up to the concept of the splash, pool, because I have seen our summers get hotter and hotter. Last year, the state of Minnesota made a record that was so exceptional, I'm going to quote it. Our average of Minnesota weather in the summer averages 13 days of 90 plus weather on average, and that's over like 100 years. Last year, we had 33 mm-hmm. days over 90, and that's, again, it's that warming pattern. If we're going to focus on the hockey rink, I'm afraid we may be putting some money when it's not going to be available as much. Whereas at this point, we don't have any pool or cooling kind of attraction, and I think maybe we ought to. So, and when we're prioritizing the other things beyond the warming house, I guess I'd just like to see if we could somehow accommodate both. I'm not...
Absolutely. I think what we need, what would be helpful in for me, and I don't know if other people agree with this, is I think our two projects that we've been working on, we need to bring to conclusion. So that's the tree plan. We need to work on that. And the playgrounds. We need to do something with that. Okay? Sounds like the Lions will likely partner with us to do some improvements to some of the playgrounds, especially the Lori Lamont. So, because those are things that we've been discussing and talking about for a while, I'd like to see us finish those out and get those done. If we're going to take on new projects, then we need to discuss what the new projects would be. And it sounds like the warming house building makes a lot of sense to do that.
Are you speaking of repairs or replacement?
You're not going to repair that building.
I am talking about looking into what it would take to build a new building that would be a multi-use building in Lamont Park that would the community members could rent and use, and that would have a concession space, that would have bathroom space, that could be a warming house space, that could be a meeting space if people needed it, something of that nature. I don't know. I think that's one that makes sense to me. I mean, do other people like Kathy and MM, you guys haven't talked a lot. Are there other projects that you would like to see, in addition to like those, or do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? What are you thinking?
So the in-flight, the in-progress project you mentioned there, the tree planting?
Yep.
It is not on this list, right?
It should be.
I think it is.
It's a tree, it's called a tree plan, but I don't know if it's on here.
It should be, because we've had the formal assessment of the parks by Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we've made progress, so if it's not on there, it really should be.
Yeah.
We're not at the beginning.
So that was tree plan, and what else there?
What was the other one?
Yeah.
Playground equipment,
okay.
Yeah, because we have been having that discussion since Kathy's been on the board to get some ADA equipment. So we need to finish that up.
And I'm thinking,
and
too,
that is on the list.
Yeah, the ADA stuff is still here. But I think it's important to have ADA inclusive with everybody else.
Absolutely.
I don't, to put them on a different park from the main park, I think is like, especially if you're going to redo the building.
Mm-hmm.
Have the building so it is, you want to have, like, I don't know who was talking about it, the changing room in there. Have it so it's big enough so you can have
ADA compliant.
Yeah, absolutely. And, but it's also for a parent, you know, to bring your kids to change in, whatever.
Yeah.
I believe the construction codes require ADA compliance.
Yeah, but see, ADA compliance is a really...
A minimum.
It's minimum. It's really hard because minimum doesn't help somebody like him. Minimum doesn't help somebody, you know, like sometimes older people. It doesn't help everybody. So when they do... It's really hard, I mean, because I've been looking into a lot of it, and, you know, it's like when you go to a hotel, they tell you it's ADA compliant, but then you can't get in the hotel room because the door's not wide enough. The bathroom is a tub. They don't have any, you know, that's what I mean, it's so minimum. But yet they can still call it ADA compliant. Mm-hmm. And I really, you know... If you want to attract people here, you're going to want to attract even people with disabilities or somebody, even the old people that have disabilities. We have all these nursing homes around here. We could get older people, you know, to enjoy the parks. You know, come, their family can push them into a park or take them when they have all the big things that, because Lamont does all the big stuff.
Yes, and pickleball is supposedly the big thing with the...
But how long is that going to last?
I know, it could be a fad. It might go longer. But
if you do like a pickleball court, okay, make it so you can... It can be changed into something else later if you had to. You know, because how long is that going to last? I mean,
I think we need to look at... Realistically, we need to get a list of our top 5 priorities. We can put a wish list together of other things, but we need to put together what are we going to work on now. So we've got the tree plan, we've got the playground updates, and the adding addition of the ADA. It sounds like we're getting a lot of feedback on a new warming house, so that might be one. But I think we've spent a lot of time on this, so what would be really nice is if everybody could come to the next meeting, or actually, why don't you just Why don't you just put your ideas together in a list format and send them to me? Unless that's not okay, then they can go to Teresa and she'll get them to me. I don't know. And we'll just take a look at that from there. And we'll have a brief discussion next time about projects that we're going to work on. The big projects. Little projects we can add in. Does that seem like a good idea, everyone?
Yes. And
okay. No, go ahead.
I was just thinking, I mean, if you were to look at a prioritized list, which is a good thing, let's create a prioritized list. When I was looking at this, I would think this, the first page will almost represent a lot of needs that are probably from the community. If we were to ask people in the community, okay, what would you like to see in our parks? And they represent for each of the parks, right? And probably, some of those we have done, like the fountain in some of those areas. So, but I understand also in terms of unlocking funds, partnering with the Lions in some of those areas will unlock funds for us and accomplish other things. So when we're thinking of priority in that sense, I'm thinking about, okay, from the community itself, what are they looking for in each of our parks? That would be the one lens, but also understand that the economic aspect of trying to, there's other needs. For example, the Trailside Park, the water ski show, guys will say, okay, we also have some interest there. Of course, it's also for the benefit of our community. So just thinking about in those, the partners that we have, the
yes,
needs,
yes,
and also the mm-hmm. community, and then mm-hmm. listing it up from that perspective.
Yep.
That's how we'll look at it.
Absolutely.
Chair, Erickson Greg, did you want to talk about the town hall meeting?
Could I get a clarification before we move on? Are we to send the priority list to you or to you?
You can, why don't you send it to me?
Okay.
I don't need to make more work for you. Poor Teresa there. Okay. And I'll just...
No round robin.
Yeah, just send it to me and I will have everybody's list, and then I will, if it works for me, I will put together a master list. If not, I will bring it back to the group and we will do that together.
And Heidi, could you give your email address, please?
It's my city email.
Okay, which is?
I see in St. Paul where I grew up, we had a building for the park.
Yeah.
The warming house, well, upstairs they had like the tent. It was right like place. You could rent it out for something else, mm-hmm. but they also had basketball courts in it. But the lower, they it's had right like there. A ramp that went downstairs into the lower level. And that was the warming house for the skating. And we had, the whole park was like, hockey.
See, I think these are all
we were
the
really
thing.
Busy with that kind of stuff, but
do you want to add more to your list?
The
Mr.
ramp
Brian?
Was just this thick rubber stuff that went down so when people went with their skates.
I was gonna mention just
okay.
real quick, I don't know if I mentioned it at this meeting.
Agree with your statement.
Or if it was at the council meeting.
But
I have a product available to me through where I work. That's their large paving pads. And they are impact and ADA compliant for playgrounds. So rather than putting down all that rubber fill and stuff in there, you can lay these out, glue them together, and so it would be like a solid surface.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also has the impact rating for falling.
Yeah. Terry, can you send me that information, and then I'll forward it to Kathy, and Kathy and I will take a look at it.
Yeah, because I didn't realize this. We were just looking, but it comes in colors, and it also comes in turf.
And that's what they do with the new parks now. Even if they're not ADA, they're putting that stuff down because
down.
It's better than wood chips because they get moldy and icky, and the rubber mm-hmm. is like they're kind of hot. Actually,
yeah, they can get hot, and it gets kicked out all over, and
yeah.
doesn't stay
in
place.
And they're lower maintenance.
They're like they're made for either roofs or for on the ground. I mean, it's real interesting. They're interlocking. They can be glued together. Like I said, you get multiple different colors and or turf.
We should ask Mr. Paul Zimmer if they're acceptable as a fall
fall zone.
Yeah, why don't you send me the
equipment? They're rated for that. That was one of the things that I noticed when I was going through that. It's something new that we just got, or that we have access to.
Okay.
So I don't have.
Yeah, if you send that to me, that'd be great, and I can forward it to you.
It might be cheaper that route than when they do put equipment down.
We have to maybe have Mr. Paulson appear.
Because if we order that through like a company that's going to put the whole part down, then it's like, it's going to be probably, they're going to charge us huge money for it. It might be cheaper that route.
It may be, yeah, it's.
I don't think we need to put it off. I think we can ask that.
But you could recommend.
Do we need to make a recommendation to ask that, or do we just ask him to call?
Well, the thing too is like, they could replace all the stuff.
Teresa, could I direct you to please ask Mr. Paulson to come to the next Park and Rec meeting to talk about what the city folks see as.
The one over here, what's he?
The most pressing matters with playground equipment and recommendations for future maintenance and improvements.
Over there.
And that's the way to do it. That's another community to do that.
Before we leave on that topic, just a clarifying question.
Killing me with your clarifying questions. Go ahead.
Therese, quick, with respect to the legacy grants, is that something that is available to us, or is that something that we need to apply to?
I believe we would need to apply.
We need to apply, okay. Yes. So it's something that is easily accessible.
And ADA grants, okay. I don't even know. That was short. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on to committee business new. Recommendation to city council committee member. So we interviewed a potential member today, and I think we all were pretty pleased with her interview. Would we like to make a motion to recommend her to city council that she be appointed?
I'll make a motion to accept the application of Katia Ports to the Park and Rec Committee.
I'd like to second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Teresa, I'll abstain because I did not have a chance to be here.
Okay, so then if you could look for the Midwest Multi-Race Kelly's Corner Shake Your Shamrock, they're looking for a...
Use of trails.
Unless there are any comments that the committee might have, I would like to make a motion to approve the permit as described or as provided. We've had no issues that I'm aware of in the past with any of their events, and to the best of my knowledge, all of their paperwork seems to be in order.
I will second.
Could we make that contingent upon no spray paint on the trails?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, we can. I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did you aye that?
Aye.
Excellent, aying. Okay, we have a request from Centennial Little League for use of Lori Lamont Fields.
Is there regular?
Do we have
annual request, and we do not have schedules?
So
the previous, I think, actions we've taken have usually been contingent upon receiving a schedule, just to make sure there's nothing.
Do you want to make that motion?
Yes, I would like to make the motion that we approve these Little League's youth use of the ball fields as described in our information.
So that they provide schedules?
Yep. Contingent upon them providing a schedule.
No use of the fields during Fête de l'Art.
Yes, of course. And any other conflicts that the city may be aware of?
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That puts us to Music in the Park. Brian, you're up.
Yes, I have not a completed schedule yet, but I am getting closer. And in fact, the gentleman just came and visited me in the lobby. And I emailed him prior, but he didn't see my email yet. Let me take a look and see what we have. I have, well, it's hard to tell on here. I have two that are fully confirmed. A third one, we're just working out which one of two dates will be on there. A fourth one is, I believe that their schedule is open, and they're just confirming with the band. Well, actually, a fifth one just did the same thing today. So a fifth one is almost fully confirmed, just last check. And then a conversation with another one. So it really leaves about...
How many total weeks are we doing again?
Officially, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Officially, eight. There might be an opportunity to expand it.
Sweet, you're halfway there, over halfway there. Nice job. So,
making better progress. But average progress.
Ooh,
I am excited about some new ones. We have a couple local ones. Low Down Dirty Fools, which I just met with. I got an email from them, and I watched some of their videos online, and I was actually very impressed. I get a lot of different...
What did they play? What kind of music? What's their genre?
What is it? It's,
rock, blues?
Yes. Rock, blues. And another one that I'm really working for is B-Plus Brass. A outfit that we've seen, my wife and I have seen in a couple of local places. They're a young 20-somethings that, play a lot of brass instruments, and they've got a good fun twist on the music. They play a lot of, you'll listen to their music and you'll say, I know this song, and you'll tap along to it, but you're just trying to place it because it's a familiar song, but you just, and you like it, but you just can't quite place it. A lot of good energy. So I'm really hoping that we get them.
Awesome. That all sounds fantastic.
Brian, just now that you had mentioned music in the park and songs.
Oh, yes.
You and I had talked a little bit, and I forgot to put it on the agenda.
Well, this is related, so we can...
So, yes, we have been... So there's three firms that typically sell rights to music. And those three firms can sell to the same song artist, but different songs. So you could have an artist that has one song on this firm, and another song on this firm, and another song on this one. And unless Brian or any other vent in town, any other music provider in town, if we ask them for a list of every song that we played, and we narrowed it down to who licenses it, we could limit that vendor. Brian doesn't have time, I don't have time to go through every song of every band to see who holds the license for what music.
What if they change their minds?
Correct. So, again, we've received a vendor who wants to charge us $500 and something.
Yeah, that sounds right, but I think our we currently pay...
ASCAP?
Yes, ASCAP. I just always try to say it carefully. We pay them, and I think it's a lot less than $500. And a brief search online looks like ASCAP has a greater licensing than this other one that we're talking about. That it appears they solicited you.
They did.
Well, that was nice of them.
And what about the third one?
And that's BMI. And I don't know much about the music field, but I think that one is the major one. Am I wrong?
I don't know. My gut is telling me that ASCAP is actually the main one, but I cannot confirm or deny that. So is that, that's $500. Okay, I guess I've been around long enough that probably started off at a lot lower rate than I didn't realize it.
And so the request of the one that has solicited you is?
Slightly over 500. It's okay. Based off of population. So the item is not on your agenda. We will need to put the item on your agenda.
Can you please put it on the agenda for next time?
Yes.
And so that we may take a vote to see about getting payment for those companies so that we can continue to do Music in the Park, because I think Music in the Park is awesome.
We should probably also take a look at the budget then too, because that's...
We could pull it out of that extra portion.
We wouldn't want to limit what we pay for the bands though either.
But do you know that what's that extra line item that we have? Is it the 4,000 line item?
Yes.
My recommendation would be to pull it from that, so that doesn't tamper with all of the changes that we've made in order to pay the bands the way the bands needed to be paid. Because if you're adding more bands, that's already increasing the cost of the Music in the Park budget significantly.
And do you see that as being a factor this year, Brian?
Budget?
The budget for Music in the Park.
I think so. We should probably bring that next.
Okay.
Next month. I'm trying to balance some things and trying to pay some of these bands appropriately and also fairly.
I thought we worked that all out, though.
We have, but it depends on the bands too.
Okay.
Some larger bands that we've had a lot of two person bands previously, and some of these are a little bit bigger.
Okay. All right. Anything else with that? So we've got the two pieces of that we need on the agenda for next time.
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. So next up, approval of the meeting minutes for February 7th, 2024. So if people want to take a quick perusal of those and express any concerns they may have.
Minute taker. Linda Newdecker has requested that. I didn't really bring it up until now, even though the meeting is almost over with, that Chair Greig, when a motion is made, you will repeat who makes the motion and then who seconds it.
Absolutely.
And then also maybe a repeat on those individuals that introduce themselves at the podium.
Okay. Sounds good. So this is very nice, and this catches us up on all our meeting minutes. So we have, this is lovely.
I have one minor request on page 5 of 6. Under section 8, updates, number 2, I found this is just a comment on the wording. Skate night was being canceled. I don't know where that was coming from, but it was simply canceled. If you can scratch being.
It has to do with the dates.
Well, I found that confusing. The only other thing at the end of the same paragraph.
So maybe you could change it to will be canceled. Okay.
Okay. It was suggested, and yes, that's a true statement, that the ingredients for the s'mores were to be given to the scouts. In actuality, the ingredients that they had left over were donated to the food shelf. And I don't know if that small little bit needs to be documented. That was it.
That's it. Anybody else have anything else with the meeting minutes? Okay, can we get a motion to accept them?
I so moved.
Can we get a second?
Second.
So Brian Peterson made the motion and MM, what's your last name?
Akbine.
Akbine. Mm-hmm. Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries.
Oh, goodness.
I know. It's getting late. All right. Staff updates.
So, there is an update in regards to...
Sorry, go ahead.
Council has passed a resolution, and I believe I contained that in your packet, for funding charitable gambling. So it was going to be split with Park and Rec and Bet the Lux to the amount of $18,940.40 for last year.
Wow.
Typically, that has been utilized for the volunteer appreciation and some other programs that you guys run. The public works staff was busy installing and ordering the doggy stations that were requested at Royal Meadows.
They look nice.
They look really nice.
And Tracy McBride. And then there's also new garbage and recycling containers, and those were provided through SCORE funds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it didn't cost any, I'm sorry, it did not affect your budget.
Good.
Main Street Market, we have a total of 12 vendors registered today. And we have Anoka County Master Gardeners who are interested, which is new.
Nice.
And then Carboni's Team Smoke and Great Duck Concessions are some of the repeats. And that would be it.
Okay, so that puts us to committee member update.
The late kids in the background, so when I said Tracy McBride, I was incorrect.
Oh.
Okay, so I received some information from NISA today. She has the registration for the run all up on a website, and it looks really good. So she sent that to Ashley and I practiced registering, and it went through very smoothly, and it looks really good.
Do you run this year?
No, I was just practicing. I was just testing the registration.
Practice running.
I'm going to practice holding money that I while I work the event. My knees are too old. They don't want to run anymore. The rest of me would, but my knees don't want to.
Okay, I'm just too lazy.
Okay. Then I think we got a firm answer for the logo contest saying that the logos would be used for Fête de Lax, and so we can definitely use those for the t-shirts. So, MM, if you, and I heard that you had also agreed to take
I agreed
the lead on that. And so if you want to start, do we have a theme yet for Fête de Lax?
Do the Lions have a theme yet?
Well, they talked about shoot the moon or something like that. I'm not sure what's totally been decided on. Would have been good to ask them while they were here.
Okay, well, I will, MM, if you wanna, you can start contacting the schools, still see if they'd be willing to do that. I know in the past, you could also talk to Lonnie if you had any questions or needed some you know, some touch points from last year. And I can call Katie, or I can get you Katie's number, because to see about if the Lions have decided on a theme. Okay. So I think we're good to go. Did you have questions?
Sure. I just wanted to ask, sorry, do you have the email for the schools, or is it through Lonnie?
You're going to need teachers. Names, the art teachers for the grade levels, so for the elementary school and the middle school. I will contact Lonnie. I know she's got like 3 pages of, contact, you know, when do we start this and what do we do, and so I'll get that from her. I'll do that tomorrow, maybe.
If it's not too much, yeah, that would be fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, and then one of the suggestions was if the logos could be made a bit bigger. I don't know that we've ever had any involvement with doing the publications or the posters for FET. So I didn't know if we had control over the size or anything, but their circle size is usually about this big. So that was one of the concerns, is that they weren't
always big.
So
I think the child's art is typically this big, but then what has gone on the flyer may be this big.
But it doesn't have to be. If the stuff is this big, that's up to the people who do the flyers to make it bigger or not, correct?
And that would be the Lions.
Correct.
And how much space is taken up on the flyer for...
Yeah, or even if they had it in the background under the print, but they could, yeah. But anyway, it's a go, and we know we can proceed with our part of it. Okay? Prairie Restoration. I'm supposed to say something about that. Brian's going to say something. Yay. Brian's going to say something about that, because I have no idea.
So the youth leaders of the Scout Troop met last night, in fact, and they all agreed that helping out at that prairie restoration planting would be a good thing they'd like to participate in. I think we were called the month of September was somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll need to keep in contact about that as we get more information, so that either we can plan our schedule, coordinator schedule, or the city can move it, depending on how things work out.
I am going to connect you with Rebecca, is her name,
okay,
from Prairie Restorations, and that way you and her can attempt to coordinate.
Can we also make sure that Ashley is included on that?
Yes.
And would we have room for community volunteers? Because I'd like to open that up to anybody in the community.
They need more than just the Boy Scouts or volunteers.
I don't think it was our intent to be the sole.
Okay, so yeah,
so
I just
want a little nice little flyer saying that we're looking for volunteers.
It's going to save the city a nice little chunk of money to have the volunteers.
And I can put something together for like on the website or something.
Yes, anything that you can put on the Facebook, on the Facebook. You can put on Facebook or the Google or the website.
All of our social media venues.
And if we could get some flyers that we could hand out at upcoming events, that would be wonderful.
Main Street Market.
Music in the park. Yes, absolutely.
Flyers and the kiosk.
And
yes. All right, that leaves us to our council liaison update.
It was a pretty short meeting this last couple of times. So there wasn't much. We just finalized some stuff. The Lalonde property that still hasn't materialized yet. There's things in the background that are being done. The prairie restoration thing. That's probably the biggest thing we had, and we talked about that is going to be, once it's planted, it will be, there's a maintenance schedule so that it doesn't get out of hand like we did this last time. So there will be some controlled burns, and there will be some digging up, and there will be, and then they said for the first couple of years too that they will be doing some of that, some controlled burns and stuff like that, to make sure that they completely get rid of the noxious weeds and stuff that are there. So.
In what location? I'm sorry, I wasn't.
This is at Hidden Springs for that.
Prairie restoration.
Yeah, the prairie restoration thing.
And the controlled burns, you're talking about the footprint of the rain garden?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you including the beach, the shoreline piece too?
The thing that we got was that the shoreline part, if I'm remembering correctly, is not that bad.
That's correct.
Right, that was done well, but there's a little bit there that has to be done, but not much. It's the rain garden that's...
So it would be both, but the shoreline's not extensive.
Well, yeah, the shoreline is just, yeah, there might be some weeding or something that's going to be done there, but it's, that one was established, and I guess is working pretty well.
Minimal planting.
Yeah, yeah, the major is that it's almost like a complete redo with the rain garden. I mean,
okay.
The soil and stuff and the way they put that in, mowing and stuff around it and getting stuff in there that doesn't belong in there. Not so. Town hall meeting for the lawn property. There's going to be several different things at the town hall meeting. The CASA.
Can you make the town hall portion of that bigger?
I really can't.
Okay.
Well, it's the lawn property.
It's right behind you, too, Terry.
It still might not help.
Down the
well, I got a pair, but they might fall.
The
2040 comprehensive plan.
You got it.
Future land use, parks, unfunded projects, street overlay schedule, stuff like that,
okay.
And then the citizen engagement. For any open committees and stuff like that, we're going to try and see if we can't get some people to step up to some of these committees and, you know, work their way into other positions in the city. And it is going to be, it's from 5 to 8?
5 to 8.
5 to 8. And
March 25th here.
Yeah, we had to move it because there was a conflict initially. It was the 11th. And there will be... It's not just going to be council members here. We're going to have people that have some knowledge that can answer complicated questions that some of us won't be able to answer. So, but the council members are planning on being here and being accessible.
I will also be there, and I would hope that some of the other Park and Rec people would join me.
It's on my calendar.
Yes. Is it a presentation for the whole 3 hours, or
it's a community get together? No, it's a town hall style. There's going to be stations, and you will be able to go. If you're just interested in the Lalonde property, you can go over there and you can talk to the people about the Lalonde property. But it's the council members are not going to be standing at one station and answering questions. They're going to be mixing around, talking to people, seeing what their input is. We want to know how people feel about, you know, these main items here that are the seem to be the biggest focus of the council at this point in time.
Heidi has been invited. There are other staff members that will be there. I will be there. Athanasia Lewis will be there, assistant administrator. Bruce Dujong, the finance director, will also be there. Mark, the city engineer, city administrator, will be there.
We will have representatives from the developer, the potential developer for the Lalonde property. So anybody who has questions about that can ask them about that. As far as a presentation for what's going to be going on, once we get, that's down the road a little bit. We have a lot of hoops to jump through before we can get to the point where we say, this is what we are, you know, going to be hoping to do on the property.
So do we Do we have an idea of how many Park and Rec members will be attending, or would you just like me to notice it as a potential for quorum?
Notice it as a potential.
Would you do that for City Council also?
I will be doing that for City Council.
Yeah, the whole council's
going to be there. I might as well just do it for everyone.
Yeah, because I'm sure BDA and some of the other ones will be there also.
I wanted to bring it to your attention and let you know that the chair and any others have the ability to attend, but the chair is interested in attending because they will be talking about Park CIP.
Yeah. I am planning on attending, but I don't think I'm going to make the whole 3 hours.
It's not... We want it to be a very informal drop-in, stop, you know, hey, you know, we're not expecting people to be here for the whole 3 hours. We're hoping that we get people that can come at 5 that will be here at 5, and people that can't come till later will come later. And, because for me, getting to Centerville at 5 o'clock is hard. I have to break traffic laws to do it.
If we're done with Hilton House, could you also
speak your message from Lonnie? It's all about
20th, Stephanie, on the 26th. Need your support.
So, as you can tell on the city's website, it says join council and representatives from Anoka County in regards to CASA 54 or 20th Avenue. Corridor study open house, and this affects everyone in Centerville, but I know that at one point we had a younger resident with concerns about crossing 73rd Street at 20th Avenue, and so Mark had said not at that time. Well, now's the time.
I will definitely be saying something.
So you will be in attendance of that meeting also?
When is that one?
Next
I thought
day.
It was
the
at
next
the
day. Next evening.
Oh, man! Damn.
From 4:30 to 6:30. And utility bills went out on Monday. And you will have a newsletter, and this will be in your newsletter. All three of these items.
And then Wednesday's the city council meeting. Boy, that's a full week.
All right.
So how will we cross with 20th is the presentation of the concept?
Not just that, it's the whole 20th Avenue.
And that's here?
Yes,
okay.
Here in City Hall.
All right, I think that brings us almost to a close. I would like everybody to pass their interview sheets over to Teresa, because I think she'll need to keep those. And then I would like...
I don't need them.
You don't need them? Well, we need to throw them away then. Right.
I would like to have them for scanning, yes. However, we had a member that did not complete one.
Oh, okay. And then if we could get a motion, if we're all done, everybody doesn't, no one has anything else, we can get a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Brian made a motion to adjourn. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Suzanne seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the time is 7:57.